Well,
I don't entirely agree with those comments. First of all, I think it should be said, I believe that this is an appropriate application to be 74 cycle left. This is clear preservation purpose demonstrated. I think it's important to remember that this building is sitting astride these two zones. It's not in one zone or in the other zone, and therefore it is the very nature of it is transitional. The fact that it may have actually been pushed out of the bigger zone to accommodate the synagogue is perhaps not necessarily so important. It's in a transition. It's not in one or the other. I think you heard a great deal of testimony about it being a mid-block building. It's actually much closer to the corner if you think about how long the whole block is and the fact that it is on the border of that zone. It's a transitional building. And I actually think that it takes its place. It actually does a good job in terms of its height of making that transition. I don't find it to be too tall. I think these drawings, particularly when you think about the really tall buildings on Central Park West, this building, don't think that is an issue. However, I do think that when we had initial conversations about the specific mapping of the building, that there are improvements that could be made there. I'm not entirely sure how these setbacks ended up where they are or what they mean. For instance, the first one, the lower one, the glassy piece there, I think they can all do a better job of relating the building more to the mid-block than the way it's doing it at the moment. But I think that can be made to work at this height. And lastly, I do want to make a comment about the materiality. I am a little disturbed by the glass portions, in particular when I see that rendering on the right, which strike me as very flat and very alien to this district. So in other words, I think if there were adjustments to the setbacks, and it would make to be a better neighbor to the street by pulling down.